We check the quality of our inner state depending on the stage of our evolution, what each one is working with. If you are working with consciousness, so you focus primarily in that dimension, verifying the depth, the clarity, the quality of rest of that consciousness. If you are working more holistically, verifying the depth of being, the presence of the spiritual heart, whether it is open and present to itself. This verification, the purpose of it is not just to confirm whether the inner state is present or not, but to assert our relationship with that state. We are in constant relationship with the inner dimension, and that relationship is evolving, becoming more subtle. As we awaken more our pure me and reach deeper levels of samadhi, absorption. It is because of that relationship that we can affect the quality of the state, the inner state, its quality. Is not only a result of the awakening of the I am or opening of the particular state through grace or through a teacher. The quality of the inner state is directly interconnected with how we abide in it. There's always a choice to empower the particular center of I am. Through strengthening of our abidance or strengthening of our surrender. That should be the first instinct of a meditator to recognize if something is not in the right place and to correct it. If your consciousness is not clear, you cannot just let it be that way. You must correct it. If mental energies are disturbing your pure nature, you must surrender these energies through deeper embodying of I am, through strengthening of your light and renunciation of that part of you which on subconscious level is cooperating with creation of mental formations. Being has to be absolutely rooted in the beyond. The quality of the absolute state has to be perfect. There should not be any fluctuation or shallowness. There has to be complete depth of absence. The being of the soul has to actually be in the beyond, free from any relative energies. If it's not, you must activate the intention to deeper letting go, surrender. Surrender with a sense of strength, not just dull letting go, lukewarm relaxation. Surrender has to be directed into the heart of the source and the being aspect of the soul has to be empowered through embodying the pure me. If the heart is closed, if something is stagnated, blocked in that area, direct your consciousness to your spiritual heart. Feel your heart. Bring depth of sensitivity to that area. The ability to verify the inner state is a function of knowledge, self-knowledge, understanding the multidimensional nature of our existence beyond the mind. Only based on that understanding, we can cooperate with the process of becoming whole. Being in meditation is a total experience. There's nothing more total in existence. And this totality has to be one with understanding and sensitivity. In this retreat, we will focus on awakening of pure me. But we should not forget that this awakening, in order to take place, requires the presence of the I am, of the inner state. Only when that state is truly perfect or close to perfection, the me has the necessary space to awaken. Otherwise, because of the imperfection of the inner state, its sense of identity will fluctuate. It won't be able to surrender, to become absorbed, or to abide in a complete way in that inner state. So it can embrace its own existence within the motionlessness of the inner state. We are on the ultimate journey, the greatest adventure of the soul, transcending, moving beyond the phenomenal existence, the prison of manifestation, the subconscious realm, entering reality, the holy land of the inner realm. It is a big thing. The soul has to wait thousands of incarnations. Before that door of possibility opens up. In order to move our existence to reality, not only all those states need to be opened up, the energetic doorways need to be opened, but our perception has to be transformed. The perceiver has to be transformed. That's why we speak, we explain things, so your very me can become aligned with existing in the inner plane. That me has been conditioned for infinite time to live only in the realm of objects. In a relatively short time, we are trying to reprogram this me to radically change the way it perceives. To transform its sense of values. It is the level of evolution of that me that makes the difference. One can awaken the deepest states, but if the me is not aligned, it is all in vain. It is just a waste. sitting in meditation. We are sitting in the inner realm, learning how to exist in that reality. Reality that no one knows. Constantly learning and being open to learn. Constantly awakening.